The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Travel World, AM 600.
Let's do it.
In the hands of Chad behind the console.
Good morning.
Very special guest today here on Travel World, and it's the one and only, the unique Leslie Robinson.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. A Saturday morning, sunny day, a day to talk about travels near and far.
Let me tell the people that listen to this show, and I understand you've got a, quite a few listeners, some big fans, almost a cult following out there.
It's a cult.
These guys are as crazy in studio as they may sound on the air, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, we take that as a great compliment.
It is a great compliment.
We call ourselves the cult of Chad Kennemy.
Is that right?
Yes.
Is that a compliment?
For alliterative purposes.
How did he manage to get his name in the mirror as often as he did?
Don't ask.
It involves a dial-a-date that we did back in 1998.
Oh, my gosh!
Oh, yes, we can actually tell this story.
Yes, the story of how Chad Kennemy became one of Montreal's most prominent media personalities.
We used to have a music guy playing the guitar in the background, a friend of ours named Prosper Bannon, whom Aaron actually calls Zamfir.
Okay.
And, well, one day we had a promotion for a restaurant, and it was Valentine's Day in 1998, and we thought, let's do a dial-a-date. I know we're a travel show, but we'll do a dial-a-date. Well, ladies called in for Prosper, and one lady called in for Chad.
One lady called in for Chad.
A lady named Mary, and she wanted
Chad. She may
Chad.
Be listening, so please be nice, okay?
Of course, we'll be very nice.
He seems eager to want to talk to you again, Mary, so give him a call.
Well.
790-0600.
Don't shoot me for that one, Chad. It didn't work out, but in the meantime, the entire meal, poor Chad, she was going, well, where's my massage, Chadwick?
Really?
Oh, yes. Chad's going to kill me for that. Anyway,
well, it looks like he survived.
On their way out, he gave me this one look that says, I'll fix you guys for this one, which was great. It was just a meal, restaurant promotion. It worked out and everything.
Okay.
And but one of our interns who worked on the show later on just got a kick out of this and said, you know something? We're doing Best of Montreal, and we're trying to nominate our own show, as everyone does, you know, vote early, vote often, just like Duplessis. And lo and behold, Best Massage. Well, the only name that came to mind. So we voted for him. He won last year. And that, of course, fueled
our... It was first year they had the category, so now, he's been the only winner 2 years in a row.
He fueled our evil minds because... Well, what was worse is when you put Eden Latrondo, who was our intern at that time, put Eden Latrondo, Eli Khoury, and me together, it's like the three... Oh, man. Nothing good can come of this.
The thoughts that mix around at the same time, you don't want to be on the opposite end of their wrath.
We did a whole set, a series of bits, too, like on Scamway, you know? Sort of a parody on the well-known multi-level marketing firm. We wanted to infiltrate meetings like that, you know, have someone stand up and moon the crowd, say, no, they got my grandmother too.
Well, a little bit of advice, having been in this business for as long as I have, always be nice to the gentleman behind the glass.
That's right, and don't you forget it.
Otherwise, microphones tend to not work every once in a while, so there you go.
Make sure you're still live on the air, yeah.
We call it technical difficulty.
Yes, experiencing some difficulty technical. Well, that is also why we throw Chad a few bonuses every now and then. We're sending him on Air Montreal very soon.
Yes, Air Montreal up to the hinterland of Quebec, Rouyn-Val-d'Or, Bagotville, Quebec City, Bonaventure, Gaspé. Air Montreal, the carrier of choice for business travelers because, of course, it's 50% less without the restrictions. Call today, fly tomorrow. At Air Montreal, 631-2111.
That was a nice bridge, Steve, or as Melanie Reference would say,
Segway. Well, we do know we made the made the big time because we got a personally addressed press release from the Office de la Langue Française here, so telling us that hotel keepers out there should not put up a sign saying no vacancy, they should just say complet.
Is that as in Saint-Vin le Complet?
Well,
or that's a different
places,
kind of hotel.
Different type of hotels. They say if the rooms are still available, you don't have to say anything. Well, I guess.
I see.
Yes, we all know that if there's no sign saying Complet, the hotel
walk
has
in and take your chances. Well, hey, we got personal
your tax dollars at work.
Along. The last time I saw Leslie actually was at the Parkway Motors out in
Saint-Laurent.
Right.
And she was doing a remote for the other station here, the Q. And I came in with Lori. We're getting actually married, Lori and I, next July.
July 22nd.
And she went and found herself a really nice automobile. And Leslie was there whilst we were looking around, kicking the tires and whatnot. So
yeah, that pulled into the driveway there on Baderwood.
Nice car, huh?
Yes, nice car. Good good replacement vehicle.
Oh, she likes it. It was the same type as the original one that she had. She used to have a Buick, and now that one is being sold to someone else who will enjoy that for many years to come.
Hopefully, so. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you speak as if the person was the same person who bought our 1966 Valiant. My mother always dreaded afterwards that she'd ever meet this person anywhere else.
Well, no.
It gave us many, many years, but after 13, 14 years, it was on its way to Lachine.
Took many, many trips out to the Cape Cod region, didn't it?
Oh, yes, 454.4 miles door-to-door from Beaconsfield to Cape Cod.
Wasn't that the car that your father sat in the back seat?
Oh, yes, and recreated the last row of an MC9 bus. Yes. Yes.
Stephen has it. Come on, tell the story. They were in a traffic jam on their way. Was it
big
down
traffic
to Cape
jam.
Town?
It was on the way back, not to Cape Town. We didn't ship the car.
Cape Cod, not
no.
Cape Town.
Yes. It was on the way back on Highway 128, the Ring Road around Boston. Big rainstorm and bumper-to-bumper traffic, a lot of 18-wheelers around, and you can't get off the highway because there's no rest areas, and the exits, you know, you're seven lanes over, and you can't get over, and it brings back the great advice of Bill Luxton. You know, you don't drink a large bottle of prune juice before a long bus trip because you are going to. So we always
bumper to bumper.
Bumper to bumper, yes.
Yes, continue.
And he just had to use that little in-car potty that was brought along in the back seat. So.
Oh, yes, and describe the emergency that then produced itself.
Well, it was just...
His father used to use words that are not
well,
yes,
we cannot use those words on the radio.
Yeah, it looks to me like he doesn't want to tell this story at all.
I'm trying to... the thoughts are going through my head as to how I can best portray this to a family audience.
And still stay on the air.
And still stay
but
on.
Let's say so that many words float out of his
mouth. Many words
sure.
That we cannot say, and of course... It was, remember, a kiddie potty, so this is a grown man using it. So you can picture that there are a few more milliliters than the capacity of the bucket. So now you know.
All right. Well.
Meanwhile, Stephen, of course, was laughing.
Oh, boy, that was I still laugh to this day. This is one of the funniest moments. I don't think it could ever be recreated anywhere.
Your father's going to haunt you, you realize.
Oh, yes. Every time I pass by, like, one of those... street lights and it flickers. I figure I'm getting a message from up on high that I should remember. You know.
Oh, let's roll it, Chad.
Time for a break.
Travel World will continue.
Another holiday.
Hunting your debt.
DIQC Montreal.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Langeau Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Langeaus with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Langeaus' choice of diets and experience care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Langeaus Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
When you shop Murelacos, it's a feeling.
This week, bananas from Costa Rica, just 16 cents a pound. Broccoli, size 18, U.S. grown, 2 for 99 cents. Versatile boneless chicken breast, $2.99 a pound. And Del Star smoked meat brisket, $3.99 a pound.
The garden of the Mediterranean supermarket.
On Notre Dame in Chamonix, St. John's in Pierrefonds, O'Brien in Senegal, and La Fleur in LaSalle.
Oh, hi, Chad. This is Maria from Salisbury. We'd love to show you around. Come on down. We have the place is great. I know just where to take you. The boys will explain it to you when they get back.
Talk Radio 600 CIQC.
I'm gonna dance up.
Gonna make her howl, Chad. Ah, yes, Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, in the hands of Chad. And that was Lori Morgan. Actually, nice country music lead back. I've got to, of course, give something back to my own Lori, who's a diehard country fan.
Is she really?
In fact, way back when CIQC was running country music, mm-hmm. she used to go to the country music nights they had out in bars in the West Island and whatnot.
Yeah, it's a tough city to be in if you're a country fan, because of course.
Yeah. Oh, she knows every station.
Really?
It's incredible. Oh, yes, all the most obscure signals and outcomes of this country music, but she's like an encyclopedia of it.
Knows the whole genre, yeah.
Three notes, every artist, it's incredible.
The great thing about artists like Garth Brooks and Shania Twain are, of course, we're playing them over on QR now, so they're
yeah.
sort of
they've crossed
a more
over,
to center,
the new country. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. But there's some pretty cool stuff. Anyway, at least it gives me a chance to broaden my musical horizons
sure.
and whatnot.
We'll have to take you down to Nashville, Gaylord Entertainment,
oh, yeah.
Tom Atkinson.
Nashville,
always,
baby.
Always welcoming to mm-hmm. Montrealers. So we have to take you down. That's a great hotel to stay at, the Opryland Hotel.
I understand that Leslie Robinson was recently in Switzerland visiting her family, the Swiss family Robinson.
Oh, gosh.
waiting to be said.
How long did it take you to come up with that?
About 3 seconds.
There's a great deal of thought and planning Jeez, that goes into this show each week.
That was painful.
I know. Chad usually goes, boo.
You will be punished. Don't worry.
We were lucky enough to go to Switzerland, Austria, and Germany. Sure, you're embarrassed, William. You should be for a line like that.
That's good.
And actually, unfortunately, no family, because we'd probably be going over there a lot more often if we did have them. But it was wonderful. It was a fabulous trip. I actually caused more heartache, I'm sure, for Stephen than any other customer or client that he's ever met in his life. I called him.
Wanna bet?
desperate, because I was looking for some travel information, uh-huh. and he was ever so kind as to give me just a plethora of connections and information. Absolutely.
He's the man, yeah.
Well, there's great advice when you go to Europe, Best Western hotels, which is what I suggested to you.
Absolutely.
Because I had another example this past week. Somebody said, I'm going to Paris, and I want to find a reasonably priced hotel. And he figured, oh, Paris, going to pay $200 a night or more. 3-star Best Western, $94 US a night. They have 41 locations just in Paris alone, everywhere from, you know, right near the Eiffel Tower and the Champs-Élysées, all these different locations you want to be, out to the airport or more business-oriented destinations. So 41 locations just in Paris. They have like 1,000-plus locations throughout Europe. And
41 locations, just one number to call?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
yeah. That's for the break. Yeah,
yeah, that's for the break. But Best Western, 1-800-528-1234.
You know, the thing that amazed me about Best Western was, you just said it, that the locations that are available, the different... The number of Best Westerns that they have throughout Europe, I was amazed at that. And the fact that they're 3- and 4-star hotels in a number of areas in Europe. Beautiful hotels. And we decided to stay with the same chain throughout our entire stay, and it was a plus.
They have the locations in small towns and in large cities. They're also, in many cases, smaller properties, 20, 30, 40 rooms, locally owned, which gives you a feel for the community that you're visiting.
Sure.
You're not in a, you know, 40-story high-rise somewhere. You're getting to meet local people and getting a feel for the city core.
Yeah. The first Best Western that we went to was in Valais in Switzerland, in an area called Leukerbad. I hope I got that right. Because no matter where you go in Switzerland, if you pronounce, some people say Leukerbad, some people say Leukerbad, some people say Leukerbad, they correct you. So
yeah,
there's always a hesitation before I say this name.
The German phonic EU is pronounced Oi.
There you go, Leukerbad.
You'd have it right, yeah.
It's a beautiful area in the Swiss Alps. And the Best Western, as you once you get to Valais, you have to take a bus up to the top of this mountain, about 2,000 meters up. It takes about 30 or 40 minutes. So you're winding your way around this massive mountain, and there are different villages and different main hotels, of course, as you work your way up. The Best Western is at the top, and that's the one we were staying at, and it is incredible.
Must have been a view.
Yeah, it was an incredible view. Just beautiful.
Well, that sounds like one of those wonderful locations that you remember just from the location, and you want to stay at a hotel that has that memorable location or memorable facilities. All add something to the overall trip.
Absolutely. And a lot of people that we were speaking to throughout Europe, I was amazed that they're not very familiar with Canadians. They don't seem
really
to meet a lot of Canadians in Europe, at least not to the locations that we have gone to. Americans, of course, they remain memorable, it seems.
Yes, they stand out from the crowd.
They certainly do.
Yes,
but not a lot of Canadians. So I was excited to come back and talk to people about this, because if you're into skiing, it's an incredible ski resort up in Leukerbad. Mm-hmm. And it's got an incredible spa up there as well. It's just a wonderful place to go. And I think it's a secret to a lot of Canadians.
Well, a lot of Canadians just don't want to get off the beaten path.
Is that the case?
Yeah, they tend, like in the Montreal market, everyone has to fly on the charter flight to Paris, and that is it. They know Paris, or they know London, or they know Amsterdam,
right,
and they stay in the big cities. They don't get off the beaten path. They don't hop aboard a train, take advantage of a rail pass from Rail Europe, and visit, you know, smaller towns, or visit more than one city in a trip.
Right.
They don't realize, for example, that you can, with all of the airlines, you can fly into one city and back out of another, which is known in the industry as an open jaw. They think, we only have to stay around this one city, but you can fly into one, come back out of another.
Well, that's an interesting fact. So that's a pretty good way to do it if you want to take a little tour through Europe. Now, how exactly did you get there?
Well, we flew with Air Canada, which was wonderful. We were lucky enough, actually, to friends of ours were kind enough to give us a buddy pass, so that was a great way to get over there, exactly. And if everything's full in economy, as I'm sure you know, you get bumped up to first class, so you sit in the waiting room with your fingers crossed. Hoping,
you hope for that upgrade.
But we flew with Air Canada. We arrived in Zurich, which is also a wonderful city. We'll talk about the cost and the expense of Zurich maybe a little later on in the show. And then we went over to Valais and went up to Leukerbad. We liked it so much, we decided to stay for a couple of days.
Wow.
The other thing is, we went, of course, with Rail Europe, and that's how train travel, of course, through Europe is famous. And
now Rail
when people
Europe
talk about trains.
When I was last in Europe, or any other place than Holland, actually, because I'd been in Germany back in 1991, they had their different railways, Deutsche Bundesbahn, they had the Nederlandse Spoorweg, and they also had the French Rail. Is it the same thing? You just have a United, say, Rail Europe pass, and then you just get on the local railroad company?
Right, the local railroad company operates, and Rail Europe is their marketing branch here in North America, which is majority owned by French Rail, with minor participation from the other rail systems. But they are the general sales agency for the variety of Eurail passes that are out there. Now, when people think of Eurail pass, they think of what was the traditional Eurail pass, which was consecutive days, 2 weeks, 1 month, two months. But they have such a variety of passes now, like the Euro pass, five countries and so many days within a month. So if you're not traveling every day, these become more economical alternatives.
They have 45 different choices, actually. And 1999 is their 40th anniversary, so they've got some specials for people who are 40 years old this year. Of course, nobody in the room is anywhere near that.
No,
for the people who are listening that are 40.
That are 40, they have those promotions.
Right.
And you can have passes for just one particular country. If you're just doing all of your travel in France or all of your travel in Germany, they have specific passes just for that country. So there's a number of economical ways, depending on the number of days you're going to travel and the number of cities or countries you're going to visit.
And the fact that this was the thing that surprised me the most, I think I spoke to you about this, Stephen, was that you can get your rail pass here in Montreal before you leave. I had no idea of that.
Right. With the train passes, to get those rates, they're only sold to nationals who reside outside of Europe. So you can get it in advance. I mean, we sell them at Zagri Travel. It's also an 800 number, 800-361-RAIL. And they ship them out of a distribution center in Mississauga. And you'll get the pass the next day. You order it today, they FedEx it to you, and you get it the next day. So nothing can be easier. And they send you a guidebook, how to use the rail system in Europe, and sample schedules between the major cities. So, you know, it makes it so easy to get around. You not just arrive and start figuring out, oh, where are we
going?
Well,
that's right. And I think most of us know by now who travel at all that, you book your hotel and you get the hotel information and all of that. And you can do that on Best Western's website as well. But the fact that you can do it from Montreal, because we were thinking, well, we're going to get there and then we're not sure where we're going to go to get the train pass. And we know Rail Europe, but where do we go? And we they're on the web as well, and then there was the number that Stephen just gave, the 1-800-361-RAIL, and they'll give you all the information you need, and you can book it right from here.
And people will feel a lot, you know, maybe more secure or more relaxed, knowing that they have some information in advance. You don't have to plan everything day by day. You have that rail pass, and while you're there, you make the individual reservation. Some trains are all reserved, and you have to make a seat reservation. It costs around $7 per sector. But, you know, you don't have to tie yourself down to that particular day or train.
Right.
But at least you know how long it's going to take you from point A to point B, that there may be five trains a day, and plan accordingly.
Actually, it was our experience. We had been told earlier that we had to reserve. Every train you got on, you had to reserve. We started doing that and then found out later on. It was only, we went over to Italy for a day, actually, and looking for some pasta because we, you know, had a day on the on the rail pass, and we decided to do that.
That's cool.
And it worked out just really nicely.
It really is interesting, though, the European trains especially. I mean, the distances are so small in Europe as compared to out here that, well, Stephen and I got a kick when we went to Holland back in January of 1998. a small half an hour trip, okay, from Amsterdam to Utrecht. And the train, you know, for here, you know, you just get on your CN2 Mountains line, you get on this bare bones car, and you're shuttled into town like a metro car there. They have this drinks cart that comes through, and you can buy hot chocolate. I think you bought hot chocolate every
hot chocolate trip. And the cookies, and just sat back. The nearest resemblance was they were Bombardier cars. So
there you go. Boy,
taste
Chad,
home.
Must be working up an appetite by now, eh, Chad?
Yeah, I sure am. And you know what? I was thinking about some pizza, Danini pizza. What do you guys think?
Oh, that's
sounds
a great idea. It's 11:30 in Montreal. Time to start thinking about lunch. Time to start thinking about Pizza Danini. 383-6000. 31 locations in Greater Montreal. Real great Montreal-style pizza from a Montreal company. Be at your door in 30 minutes or less. Piping hot, oven fresh. Pizza Danini. 383-6000.
See? Now that was what that 31 locations was all about. Now, we have a little parody in the break. Of course, you know that Star Wars is the new episode. Well, they've got the original Star Wars. They're dubbing it into Canadian, they say. Well, stay tuned to the commercial. Chad, roll it.
Chad, the engineer.
Reach out of space.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening.
AM 600 Montreal.
I have 5 good reasons for shopping at Kodak Image Check member stores for all my photo needs. 1, I trust Kodak, and they're the people Kodak trusts. 2, they use Kodak Royal Premium Paper. 3, I can collect Kodak Colorkin Mini Beanbag Toys there faster than anywhere else. 4, the 5th Colorkin is only at Kodak Image Check stores. 5, did I mention I need the 5th Colorkin? His name's Check, you know, like Image Check.
For stores near you, call 1-800-GO-KODAK or visit www.kodak.ca.
Take a one-hour vacation and soothe your body at Luxocor, mesotherapy at its finest. Enjoy a professional, therapeutic, Swedish, Californian, or stress-healing massage in a warm, inviting, upscale atmosphere given by a caring staff for whom your total comfort and well-being are the utmost concern. Luxocor, 374-8181, open 7 days a week from 10 to 10 by appointment only. Your body deserves a break. Relax and enjoy at Luxocor today, 374-8181. Melt your cares away with Luxocor, 374-8181.
You know, when furniture wholesalers do something, they do it big. They go all the way. And what they have done now, they've gone to the Stanley Furniture people, and they have made a huge purchase. Now, when you do that, you talk price. As a matter of fact, when furniture wholesalers do anything, they talk price. And so they went to Stanley and said, "We love Stanley Furniture. Our customers love Stanley Furniture. We want to make a huge purchase, but we want the special price. They got it. And as a result, you will save money now when you buy Stanley Furniture at Furniture Wholesalers. And of course, Stanley Furniture for the living room, for the dining room, for the bedroom, they have it all. See Furniture Wholesalers there at 6820 St. Urban, north of Bobia. There's parking nearby. Their phone number is 274-8255.
This week, it's Classics Week on Dub Theater. Monday night at 9, it's Rocky in French.
Yo, Adrian, voulez-vous que j'ai avec moi? Or what?
Tuesday night, Clint Eastwood is Dirty Harry in Polish.
Shidu Babu 44 Magnumski, Kluski Hetski, Clean Ofski.
Wednesday, Katharine Hepburn stars in the Academy Award winning On Golden Pond in Japanese.
So more our gato Norman, you old poopasan.
Thursday night, thrill to the original Star Wars in Canadian.
Luke, feel the force, eh?
Luke, don't listen to that hoser. Join the dark side, eh?
And Friday, it's one of the most beloved American musicals ever. West Side Story in Navajo.
Maria, I just met a girl named Maria. Suddenly the name will never be the same.
So tune in for Classics Week, starting Monday right here on Dub Theater.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Hi, this is Kim Campbell, former Prime Minister of Canada. I've traveled far from Montreal, and you're listening to Travel World on CIQC AM 600.
CIQC.
Everyone's back, yes.
Well, I'm back. It's Stephen Pickford, the Hand of Chad, the unique Leslie Robinson in studio, a special guest with us, having visited Switzerland and telling us all about her great experiences in Europe.
Yeah, Austria, Switzerland, and Germany. And I was, I fell in love with Switzerland, with Austria, actually. Salzburg. Mm-hmm. It
Salzburg,
is
my mother loves it,
too. Incredible place.
Not only the scenery combined with the music, it's one in a... You know, one of those unique destinations.
Mozart's hometown.
That's right. They do him proud because everywhere you turn, there's a Mozart candle and a Mozart bathrobe and a Mozart towel. And actually, considering how it all ended for him, it's a little sad. But but it's a place that obviously a lot of tourists they're drawn there because of that, and the fact that it's just a beautiful city overall. I mean, the history in Europe speaks for itself in so many countries.
How many days did you spend in Austria?
We were there for 3 days. Overall, a two-week trip, which I can recommend. A lot of people say, well, 2 weeks, was it long enough? We did three countries, and you're moving, there's no question.
Oh,
but
yeah.
If you want to get a taste of everything that those three countries have to offer, or most of what it has to offer, I'd say you can do it in 2 weeks, and at a very reasonable cost. I think a lot of people think this kind of trip is really expensive, but when you're doing it with one chain like we did with Best Western, it's very affordable. And, I mean, you talk about, you know why people think it's expensive? It's, of course, once you've got your airfare and those kinds of things, because you're going such a distance, it can get a little pricey. But once you're there, you can eat reasonably, you can travel reasonably, and do all of it fairly reasonably. Zurich is another matter.
That's the
Tell me about Zurich.
It was against the grain.
Well, try not to take a taxi in Zurich. We took a cab ride for about 15, maybe 17 minutes, and it cost us $65.
Holy cow.
And that, you know, people might be saying, well, with the exchange, their currency is about even
don't
with Canadian
currency.
Don't you
always hear that, you know?
Oh, boy.
I don't care about the exchange. That's $4,000.
Yeah, in their local purchasing power, this is the way they always said, you know, tourist boards like to justify things. Well, in our wages or our
right.
pay scales, it's comparable purchasing power
well,
to a Canadian.
Give me that pay and Canadian prices. Goodness gracious.
The great thing, though, is that, of course, you know, and I'm sure you guys have told your listeners this over and over again, whenever you're planning on traveling anywhere, but especially such a distance as Europe, you obviously read up on the countries that you want to go to and the things you want to see. And you can buy, you know, magazines and books and travel books in any bookstore that'll give mm-hmm. you prices, I mean, right down to the letter.
You will know what you're going to
absolutely.
Pay in
even
advance.
Even these cab prices in Zurich?
Well, I don't know about that, although there was a warning.
Really?
A big red warning sign, I think, about Zurich's
well,
prices.
Now, was that the only thing in Zurich that you found pricey, or was the entire city a little bit on the pricey side?
I think it's a little bit on the pricey side, but that's pretty clear once you get there. It was a very busy city, the busiest city that I saw, actually.
Really?
I'm not sure if this is a stopping spot for a lot of business travelers.
It's the business travelers who would be raising the prices, because
right.
a lot of companies,
yeah.
hotels and restaurants and everything will set. Banking and finance and government offices, and they say, they're going to say, if you're not going to pay $400 or $500 a night for the hotel, it can't be a good hotel. And I know some customers like that if it's
yeah.
not $400 or $500
right,
a
sure.
night,
what's wrong with it?
Yeah, something must be wrong with it. Yes, and we have to fly that on the Concorde. But you know, if it's not that price, it's not good. And so hotels judge that accordingly.
Right. Okay.
Yes. But, even have I heard?
I've heard that before. And you have to sometimes stay outside of the city core. I mean, Best Western has a property, I remember, at the airport. And
right.
it was again, one of the more reasonable properties in town at around 110 US or something. So
yeah, well,
if you look around,
bad,
but yeah. talking about taxis, go to a European city, traditionally taxis are on the pricey side because they're catering totally to the business,
sure.
business traveler.
Right.
But the public transportation systems are reasonably priced.
Absolutely.
They go so frequently everywhere that you want to go.
And incredibly on the honor system.
Yeah.
I mean, you walk on the bus and
yeah.
you get your ticket.
Yeah.
You can get it on. You can get the ticket before you get on the bus, but nobody asks you for it. You don't have to show it to the driver.
It's a proof of payment system, but...
Yeah. The Dutch don't exactly trust you, though. They got a few people on there checking.
A few spies, do they, William?
Well, which means...
Well, we tried the taxis in Amsterdam. They weren't all that outlandish, from what I know. We went to
Amsterdam doesn't have any strict regulations on too much, do they?
Too much, do they?
From what I've heard.
That is why we like to go there. Actually, no, we could be just like David Cooper and visit all the museums.
Yes, all the museums, yes, including the Starmart Museum.
That's an inside joke. You got to tell the Starmart.
Let's keep it there.
No.
I have a feeling.
The David Starmark is like the local Provisoire gas station there. That was in Utrecht, not in Amsterdam.
Yes.
And David Cooper, of course, had to, he ate too many prunes and whatnot.
This sort of thing keeps following you guys around, it
yes,
seems.
Yes, it was licorice all sorts, actually.
And he was actually thrown out of the Star Market for making it too dirty.
Oh, gosh.
Twice.
Is being on this show going to affect my career at all?
No. Look what it did to Chad.
He's a superstar now.
Okay.
Something?
In demand, yes, of course he did. You didn't pay attention. We were telling us all about the men following you.
Oh, listen, let's not ever talk about that, okay?
Now, in between Switzerland and Austria, you visited Germany as well.
Right, we were in Freiburg, and we're lucky enough to go to Munich as well. We stayed at both Best Westerns. Freiburg's a college town, for those of you who are looking for, you know, the beer garden experience and just the whole... everything you've ever read about Germany in terms of beer gardens and its history and all of that, including you know, things that happened during the war and all of that.
Mm.
There's an incredible history there and just so much to learn. Both great cities.
Now, why did you pick, for example, to go to Freiburg? Because, again, off the beaten path for the Canadian visitor.
Actually, somebody else made up the itinerary when we went, and it was just recommended to us, mainly because it was a college town, and they thought it's got a little... a different feel, a little different flair, and quite different from Munich. So we just decided we'd see what Freiburg had to offer.
And that's always good on a trip to sort of intermix the feel of different cities, because if you go to too many cities that are all practically identical, they can't have the same type of industry or same type of recreational pursuits, then at the end you're going to feel that you've visited only one city, because they're all going to start blending in to each other. So to intermix the variations.
And that's the great thing about Europe. You don't go very far, and it seems like you've traveled forever, because everything seems so different at times. So it was just great.
And as far as the German beer drinking songs, that also brings to mind Oktoberfest.
Oh,
absolutely.
People start planning now for Oktoberfest because air seats and
hotel rooms.
Well,
didn't someone else say that the October ratings period, she couldn't join us in Vermont because the October rating period was happening?
June? No, that was the fall launch at Global was going to happen on June 12th or something.
Yeah.
There was always something.
There's always a nebulous connection.
Always nebulous connection.
I got a call from Lori, who actually is going to Germany. She listens to your show, and she knew that I was going to be on, and heard the promotion for that. And one of the reasons she was going was to see the Black Forest. And, of course, Freiburg is, I think it's the southern entrance to
southern
the Black
entrance.
Forest.
And that's, if you haven't seen it, from all the pictures, that'll be part of the Colette tour that I'll be taking at the end of end of October, that they're trying to promote, and we'll have more details on that. According to Colette Tours, they're planning an extravaganza where they will be calling it a travel world tour of Switzerland and Germany, where you can sign up and travel along with Travel World.
Me, Bram Eisenthal.
Sandra Phillips. But hey, October ratings period and Global's fall launch can't be part of it.
The other thing I wanted to mention is that for Canadians, unfortunately for Canadians who travel in the United States, you always kind of wince and start to cry almost when you get to the bank and you've got to make your exchange.
Yeah, totally.
Traveling to Europe for Canadians is very, at least right now, is very affordable. The currency in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria was almost on a par with ours. In some cases,
really?
We made a little, and in some cases, we lost, but just a little.
So the numbers you see are more or less comparable.
They are. It got a little more confusing when we went over to Italy, because, of course, it's we changed some money and got 750,000 lira. We thought,
oh boy, you hit the lottery, yes. And then you exchanged that and got one chocolate bar, yes.
we got like that when we went to Belgium back in '91, Stephen and I. We go to Belgium and it's like, how many francs for this? It's like, whoa, 33,000.
Boy, we're millionaires now.
I mean, it all works out, and it's really on a par. But I think it got a little tricky when we went over to Italy.
The Canadian dollar has kept its value and has improved its value over the past four years against European currencies.
Yeah.
So while Canadian dollar is not doing that great against the U.S. dollar, makes local purchases still a good value.
So it's about on a par with the Deutsche Mark about there?
Yeah, I think we made a little actually with Deutsche Mark. It's dropped a little bit since the wall came down and all of that. But we made a little or lost just a little. So it was pretty even.
If you see something that says $4.95, you can kind of...
Absolutely,
okay,
absolutely. The other thing is that we weren't sure whether we were going to get the euro dollar or whether we were going to get traveler's checks.
That's a new one, yeah.
Euro dollar isn't accepted everywhere. It's accepted in some places, not accepted in others. Most of the people that we had spoken to weren't crazy about the fact that it was coming into...
Losing that sort of whole individual autonomy of managing their own economy.
We've got to take a quick break.
Okay.
And Chad, let's roll it.
AM 600. Travel World will continue. Stay listening.
CIQC Montreal.
The Expos beat the Giants 4-2 at Olympic Stadium last night. They've won three in a row, and they'll play the middle game of the Giants series tonight. John Estes will be on the mound for San Francisco. Mike Thurman will be pitching for the Expos, a 7:05 start at the stadium. 6:45 will be broadcast time. Elliott Price and Joe Cannon will have the radio broadcast. Pre-game show and the ball game to follow. The Expos and the Giants here on AM 600.
Labatt 50 Expos Baseball is brought to you in part by Cam Internet, Dennis Bowden, financial advisor with Merrill Lynch, Kojax, Sir Winston Churchill and Winnie's Pub, and Westmount Florist.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Center. Jet Center is Montreal's travel accessory center,
with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loosport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jetsetter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jetsetter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jetsetter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and St. Urbain. Telephone 271-5058. Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagory Travel's USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call the corporate travel specialist at Zagory Travel in Dollard today, 626-3132, to find out how you can shave your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagory, 626-3132.
Okay, ready? Plunk. You're at Plantation. Look around. See? See how wonderful everything is? See that stuff? Look, aisle after aisle. Beautiful fruit and vegetables you've never even dreamed of. The basics, too. Just look at it all. All so beautiful. And the prices? Bargoons.
Enjoy watermelon from Florida, 29 cents a pound. And California broccoli, 59 cents each.
Plantation, you don't pay more, more, more. You just get real good stuff.
Le Faubourg on St. Catherine and Marché de l'Ouest.
Hi, this is Cynthia Fodor from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Pickford, the hands of Chad behind the console, up to his usual. Boy, Chad was rattled last week, but he's back in prime form now. Good to see you, Chad. Oh, now
thank you, I think.
Thank you, I think.
He took a small moment of relaxation last week.
Yes, a small moment of relaxation. What do you call it? Duma Modity Time.
Yes, Luxocor, 374-8181.
Yes, one of our sponsors. So, we were talking before the break about the euro dollar and currencies. One of the things that often confuses me when we're headed to Europe is, well, how much money should I bring? Should I, when I go to Plattsburgh now, for instance, my little trailer out there, I just take my Interact card and I take the money out of the machine there. I didn't know that you could do that in Europe, Leslie.
Absolutely, and we found that out before we left. Actually, a friend of ours here who'd gone to Ireland had done the same thing in Ireland. She'd been to the smallest town you could possibly think of, and still you could use your Interact card. So she said, I'm sure if you're going to places like Switzerland, Austria, or Germany, you can do the same. I can tell you one thing, a problem that we did have, and we had more than one card, so it didn't present itself to be a huge problem. My particular card, I have two accounts on it, a checking and a savings account.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
And only one registers in any bank in Europe. So
which
if
one?
Well, it was the wrong one.
Which is always bound to be the case. Whichever one you need is not going to
exactly.
be the one.
Exactly. So if you need to have only one. Because the reason is, when you go to Europe and you put your card in the bank machine, they don't ask you checkings or savings. Mm-hmm. It's just, how much do you want?
It just says withdraw, and that's it.
Exactly. So
and
that's just
go,
one
oh,
thing to
no.
be careful of.
Yeah, no. Fortunately, a lot of the banks now have this new service where you can do telephone banking.
Right.
I'm with the Bank of Montreal,
right.
who does that. And fortunately, I could actually call in an emergency. Please, transfer from checking to savings fast.
But we decided to take traveler's checks and do the Interact thing, and the combination worked out really well. We took Canadians' traveler's checks. You can exchange money at any train station, and just
really?
About every corner or every third corner there's currency
neat.
Exchange. Yeah,
currency exchange is always very easy to find in Europe. That's not never a problem, and you might as well just keep it in Canadian, because people say, oh, I've got to change Canadian to U.S., or you're going to lose
points.
Right. First of all, every time you change a currency to another currency, you're losing on the brokerage
Absolutely.
Fee.
Yeah, no, but what about those change windows in Europe? I mean, when I went down the Damrak Street in Amsterdam, they have, I don't know, it's like coming out of the wazoo, 6, 7, or 8 different places say change, change, change. And I know good and well these places, boy, are they ever going to rook you for something. So I'm afraid of that. That's why I always go to the machine and take my money out there.
It's probably better to do it that way, although I haven't really traveled throughout Europe enough to know whether
there is a variation. Yeah, there is a variation of currency exchange rates. And if you have the time, you can shop around and see that there is a variation.
For instance, I'd never exchange money. Here's a tip that probably most people know. Don't do it at an airport or any large train station because they won't give you the best for your dollar.
Yeah.
But anywhere else into the city itself or into the country itself, you'll be able to do it and get probably one of the better rates.
Hotels will do it too, but they charge
you. They charge you a premium as well, because they have to then take that money and deposit it in their own account, so they're charging you a service fee.
Now, what about the German phone system? Now, when I was last in Germany back in 1991, they had this whacked out system called, oh, we charge you for units. And
really?
So you're sitting there on the phone and you see this little counter that looks like one of these bowling counters, go click, 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 and it's counting up. And you're paying like a buck a unit, okay, like a mark per unit. And this thing, you know, a couple of times a second, you're going, oh, whoa, wait, you know?
Well, I guess that's one of the best, great things about staying at Best Western, because they didn't have anything like that.
Yeah.
No problem with the phone system in any of the hotels.
The Best Western that you encountered both in Germany and also in Switzerland when you went there, it's like your standard Best Western bed, table, chair, hanging lamp, Spectrovision, or
color TV, satellite, blow dryer in the bathroom. Everything is upscale from my experience in North America.
But it's pretty well like you'd expect it around here.
Oh, absolutely.
I stayed at this place called the Hotel Lens when I was out in Cologne, as they call it. And this is a place where I don't know that the doors didn't lock properly. And they give you this down duvet. It's like a bed.
That's right. No sheets.
You're sitting there on this mattress, which is like a slab of marble, you know, not much softer than that, and a little bit warmer, mind you. And, of course, the time difference had me totally zonked out. Totally. I mean, I'd spent the day in Amsterdam, flown to Dusseldorf, went to Cologne, and just wigged out. I didn't know how long I was out. All I know is it was middle of the day. I'm sleeping underneath my down duvet. And I figure I was safe in my hotel room. I walk up, there's people all around me, and it's the cleaning crew, right?
They just decided to clean
your room. They'll just pick you up, clean underneath you.
You've traveled enough to know you're supposed to put the don't disturb sign.
I did. They didn't
care. See whether
there
was an extra lock.
They'll probably never be the same, William.
It's like the German place that says, get out of here while we're cleaning, you know?
Do not disturb the cleaners. But I stayed at the Best Western Palace Hotel in Helsinki, and beautiful hotel, overlooked the harbor, and a great cooked-to-order breakfast buffet, marble bathroom and that. But the doors did open. They locked everything, but you had to actually turn the key to lock the door, so it didn't automatically lock when you left. So some people think, oh, door will automatically lock behind me. Might be surprised. So always make sure that the door is locked.
Right. Also,
you.
We heard in terms of security in Europe that you should keep your key in the door. And then if your key is in the door on your side,
they can't open
the door on the outside.
I didn't know that. That's a neat tip.
Yeah.
Also, I like that idea of the rubber doorstop, though, from the lady of last week.
That
would have saved me from that little debacle in the Hotel Lens.
Just put your 12 bags of luggage in front of the door.
Or like Stephen's father with the chairs, or what did
he do? That was my aunt who put chairs underneath. That was at the Holiday Inn in Manchester, New Hampshire. What a great hotel. Richard Nixon once stayed there, and so did my aunt. So.
I'm sure your aunt's not all bad, though.
The correlation of the two.
They both like surveillance. But what are some of the misadventures? He has his aunt, and there was his uncle. He had interesting names for his uncles.
Everyone who had a great...
He has an Uncle Weasel and an Uncle Know-It-All.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
That's not on the birth certificate, is it?
I guess so.
Oh, gosh.
So tell us, now, you said you didn't have any laughter when you were out in Europe earlier when we were talking.
Well, I didn't say that, William. You asked me for my funniest experience. I said, geez, I can't really think of one.
Tour.
Well, that's right. The Sound of Music tour for North Americans is so popular. It's incredible. And actually, for a lot of Japanese tourists, they go there, you would think, for this tour. And probably one of the funniest things that happened to us, we didn't take the Sound of Music tour. We took a tour of Salzburg, and that was part of it because, of course, the Sound of Music, even though it bombed. This film bombed in Europe. In 5 days, the Sound of Music just closed.
It was laughed out of theaters.
Yeah, it was a huge hit in North America, but not so big in Europe. Anyway, we were taking this tour, and we saw the house where they filmed the movie and all these things. And as we were driving on a certain path through the mountains, our tour guide broke out into song.
Oh,
he put the tape in and started
sings
singing
along.
Doe a Deer. It was very impressive. The hills are alive. He knew all the words.
Yeah,
he knew all
the words. Charo is a nun, eh? The hills are alive with the coochie, coochie, coochie sound of music.
Wrong film. That was one you saw in Amsterdam, I'm sure.
No.
It was a different film he saw in Amsterdam.
Something to
he
do
didn't
with
sing along with it.
Block and tack. No, he didn't sing along with it. He just counted.
No. I know. Maybe sang along. You know, the Happy Wanderer, Valerie, Valera. But
no, that would be West Palm Beach, Valerie.
But we were getting back to the hotels and the problems with the hotels. That again was what happened with independent properties. Your experience,
yes,
in Cologne, because that's one of the reasons why a lot of these independents merged together,
right,
or became franchises of Best Western. They offer the North American world-class standards, and you can be sure when you call Best Western, 1-800-528-1234, that you're going to get a property that is up to the North American standards.
But I'm still not clear. So there were no sheets on these beds?
Actually,
duvet, or?
You know, your experience where, you know, it was like laying down on a brick, that wasn't our experience. Wonderful beds.
Okay.
They do have sheets on top of them. Mm-hmm. But all the hotels we did stay at, and I'm not sure if this is standard in Europe, just the duvet on top. And it's very easy, obviously, for the cleaning crew, but really comfortable.
Yeah.
Really comfortable.
And they can really hold in. They can really hold in the body heat, so they can be
nice
and warm and nice and comfy. And that's a European experience.
Well, I know in Holland it was different. They had like regular beds. Like in Germany, I was kind of surprised. Whoa! An hour's gone by already. Boy, it was great having you.
Whizzes right by.
And speaking of whiz.
Try to end it on a high note, would you?
Yes.
Next week we'll be talking about how to conquer your fear of flying. Debbie Seaman has written the Fearless Flyers Handbook. I know where you're going with that. The Fearless Flyers Handbook. She studied the courses given by Qantas Airlines. There's courses now being given in Canada by Air Canada. Getting over your fear of flying and getting you on board the aircraft. Get those trips. We talk about here on Travel World, you have to get on board those aircraft. So,
you bet. Leslie, it was great having you in studio.
Thanks
with us.
Thank you for having
us. Join us again.
It was a pleasure.
And Chad, look, seeing you next week.
Next Saturday, 11 to noon, right here on AM 600. Mama, I'm coming home. You're listening.